My employees just got iPhone 12 on Verizon 5G, the 5G business has been waiting for. We download huge files on the go and use multicam video conferencing. Plus, with the coverage of 5G nationwide and more cities, ultra-wideband, it's 5G from the network businesses rely on.
Get iPhone 12 Pro Max for your business with our best offer yet. 5G nationwide. Available in over 1,800 cities. Terms apply. Limited time offer.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, December 2nd. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. NASDAQ has proposed a new rule to improve the board diversity of the companies it lists. The new regulations would push the thousands of companies listed on the stock exchange to have at least one woman and one person who is either of a racial minority or who self-identifies as LGBTQ on their boards. Companies that don't meet the standard would have to justify their decision in a public disclosure, or they could be delisted. And since NASDAQ lists a lot of tech companies, big and small, the rule could have a pretty big impact on the industry. Our reporter Alexander Osipovich will join us to discuss after these headlines. Apple is teaming up with Amazon to make things easier for developers working on apps and other software for Apple devices. Under an agreement disclosed this week, Amazon will make Apple computers available through Amazon Web Services, its cloud computing service. That'll make it so that developers don't have to own their own Apple machines in order to make and test software for Apple products. That's a shift for the company, which has generally adopted a walled garden approach to its products. And our reporter Asa Fitch says it's a sign that Apple could be willing to open itself up a little more.
You know, they recognize that a lot of their future success hinges on developers making software for Apple products. You know, their smartphones are, of course, huge, and Apple is really a smartphone company. But I think they realize that services have been growing very quickly, and software is very important to their services strategy and to their broader strategy just in general. You know, how do you increase profits when your phones are basically already everywhere? And, you know, one big way to do that is develop software. And this is a very sort of developer of software friendly kind of move. And you could see more of this sort of thing coming out of Apple in the future.
Amazon already provides a similar service to Android developers through AWS. So it's hoping that adding an option for Apple developers will help streamline the customer experience. Salesforce confirmed yesterday that it's agreed to buy Slack, the workplace messaging tool, for $27.7 billion. The Journal had reported earlier that the two were in advanced deal talks. Slack shareholders and regulators still have to approve the deal, but if it does go through, it'll be Salesforce's largest acquisition ever. And it'll turn the combined company into one of the biggest players in the business software market. And in a dark year for overall ad spending, digital ads have been a bright spot. According to a report released yesterday, this year is set to be the first time that ads on platforms like Google and Facebook account for more than half of U.S. ad spending. The shift toward digital advertising has been coming for a while now, but it's been accelerating recently. Our advertising editor, Suzanne Vernitza, says there are a couple reasons for that.
Number one, there is an onslaught of new and small to medium-sized businesses that have come along because of the pandemic, and they have instinctually shifted or are basically native ad buyers, and they go to digital straight out of the gate. And then you've seen the onslaught of all e-commerce, right? We've been shut in, so everybody's shopping from home. And as marketers are trying to keep up with changes in shopping behavior, they've shifted dollars to digital because that's where people are buying.
All right, coming up next, why NASDAQ wants to institute board diversity requirements and what that could mean for tech companies. That's after the break.
My employees just got iPhone 12 on Verizon 5G, the 5G business has been waiting for. We download huge files on the go and use multicam video conferencing. Plus, with the coverage of 5G nationwide and more cities, ultra-wideband, it's 5G from the network businesses rely on.
Get iPhone 12 Pro Max for your business with our best offer yet. 5G nationwide. Available in over 1,800 cities. Terms apply. Limited time offer.
Yesterday, the operator of the NASDAQ filed a proposal with the Securities and Exchange Commission that would require companies listed on its exchange to have women, racial minorities, and LGBTQ individuals on their boards. For tech companies, the NASDAQ has historically been the exchange of choice. It's made an effort specifically to court them. So here to talk to us more about this new rule and what it could mean for the industry is our reporter Alexander Osipovich. Alex, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so tell us more about this new rule. What exactly is the NASDAQ proposing here?
So the NASDAQ is proposing to change its listing rules that apply to all the companies listed on NASDAQ so that, first of all, they would have to disclose data about the diversity of their boards and how many of their board members belong to different groups that are female or that are from LGBTQ communities or from racial minorities. And then after a certain period of time, they would have to have at least two members who are diverse. One of them would have to be a female, and one of them would have to be from one of these other groups, either a racial minority or an LGBTQ group.
And so what happens if companies don't comply?
So companies could theoretically not comply with that requirement. But if they didn't, then they'd have to submit an explanation to NASDAQ saying why they didn't put those people from those diverse groups onto their boards. So that could potentially be a way to get around that without actually having NASDAQ delist you.
And Alex, you actually spoke to NASDAQ's CEO, Adena Friedman, about this. What did she tell you about their reasoning on this new rule?
So she said that NASDAQ had been working on this for a while, like around half a year, and it was shaped by, among other things, the George Floyd protests and the sort of reckoning with racial diversity that we as a country had earlier this year. So this is what Adena told me.
Frankly, this year and all of the experiences that we've all had this year, I think has really raised the awareness in corporate America around the benefits of diversity and also the leadership that we can take in making those small steps, but important steps towards improving the diversity of our companies and improving opportunities for people from all backgrounds. And we do think that this effort here is one of those important steps that NASDAQ can take to help push the needle along.
So to justify this proposal, NASDAQ cited a number of studies that have been made over the years, some by academics, some by private groups, that looked at the relationship between board diversity and how companies did financially and how well they were governed. And the general thrust of these studies is that having diversity on your board does improve your performance and does make for better governed companies.
You know, lots of the biggest names in tech are listed on the NASDAQ. And like much of corporate America, we know that tech companies' leadership skews pretty male. Where do companies listed on the NASDAQ stand right now on this ask?
So NASDAQ reviewed their listed companies before unveiling this proposal, and they found that more than three quarters of the companies listed on the exchange would not be in compliance with this rule if it was in effect today. Kind of drilling down into those numbers, what they found was that a very large majority of companies had at least one female member of their board, but then it was only a pretty small minority of companies that had a second board member that belonged to one of those other groups that they're trying to include in more boards.
So as we mentioned, the NASDAQ is often seen as the market of choice for tech companies. Could that change if companies can't or won't fulfill this requirement? Could we see companies opt to list on a different exchange instead?
I don't think that this rule is going to lead to a mass exodus of companies from NASDAQ. Frankly, in this day and age, it's not that hard for these companies to find qualified board candidates that would check some of these diversity boxes. For one thing, California, where many of these companies are domiciled, has actually passed a law recently mandating greater boardroom diversity. So many of these companies are wrestling with these issues right now as we speak, even before NASDAQ passed this rule. This rule may raise some concerns for foreign companies where the cultural values are different. However, NASDAQ has also softened the rule a little bit for foreign companies and given them some flexibility in how they apply it. They would be able to meet the requirement by having two women on their board and not one woman and one member of a racial minority group or an LGBTQ person.
Alex, we've seen companies, including tech companies, say they're going to take action to improve diversity on their own over the years, but the results have been pretty mixed so far. Why should this effort from NASDAQ be any different?
So NASDAQ, as an exchange where companies are listed, has some teeth. It can basically set listing standards for companies on its exchange. The companies have to comply with those rules or else they get delisted. It's almost like a regulator in some ways. And NASDAQ is actually going to help companies reach that goal. Here's what Adena had to say about that.
We actually are also going to be launching a partnership with a company called Equilar. They actually are in a way a network of networks where they provide access to various networks of diverse board members and making it so that we can provide the tools that our companies are going to need in order to broaden their networks and find those individuals that are great candidates for their boards with all the qualifications they're looking for, but just from a diverse background. So I think it has to do with turning into the positive intent that we see from the vast majority of the companies that are listed on NASDAQ and helping them achieve these goals in a way that also meets the standards that they're looking for in terms of experience and background of the members of their boards.
So NASDAQ has said that the response from companies has been mostly positive, but what are the critics saying about this?
Critics are saying that NASDAQ is bowing to woke culture and being overly PC. They're saying that essentially it's meddling in companies' business. And the really important thing for companies is not the racial or gender composition of their board members, but their financial performance and how well they're run as a company.
Got it. And just to reiterate, this is just a request to the SEC to implement a new rule. What happens next in this process?
So anytime an exchange wants to modify its listing rules, it needs to go to the SEC for approval. What NASDAQ has done is submitted this proposal to the SEC, which will then review it. As part of that review process, there's going to be public comment, which means a lot of people can weigh in on this, send letters to the SEC saying what they think, and that will go into the SEC's considerations. The SEC is likely to reach a decision on this after a matter of months, which means it will probably take place under the Biden administration.
All right. That's our reporter, Alexander Osipovich. Alex, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much for inviting me on your podcast.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.